What is up, everyone? It is your boy Jerome Parker, aka Master Shake. I know it has been a while. Lots of things been going on with my startup and my pre-existing business, Jake Peter Solutions. But we're here. We're out ya. I actually had recorded some interviews a few months ago, but the audio was so bad that I'm going to have to re-record. I actually need to hit those people up. But thank you all for joining and listening to today's topic, because it is a very important one. In case you all have not noticed or didn't know, the rent eviction moratorium expired July 31st, or I guess August 1st, however you want to count it. And I think something like 10 million Americans are facing eviction. And I want to talk about how that is indirectly being fueled by the tech economy, and why it is more important now, more than ever, that we have a population and we're raising our children to be at the very minimum tech literate. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break and get the sponsors out of the way. And then when we come back, we're going to dive deep into this. So stay tuned, and I'll talk to you all in a second. Sometimes you just want a gourmet meal. Sometimes you just want a home-cooked meal. You don't want fast food, and you don't want the same thing over and over. Sometimes you want to cook, but you have no idea what to make. And this is where my app and latest startup, Mobi Snacks, comes into play. Mobi Snacks is a mobile app that connects you with local chefs in your neighborhood, so you can get gourmet, local cooked meals. Anyone can sign up to be a delivery driver, and anyone who's eligible can sign up to be a chef. And what's more is that there is Mobi Snacks TV, a service with live stream and pre-recorded cooking shows made by content creators who also are chefs just like you. If you want to get started, head over to mobisnacks.com and click the link on iOS or Android to take you to the respective app store. Once again, that is Mobi Snacks, M-O-B-I-S-N-A-C-K-S. If you enjoyed this podcast, consider becoming a patron on Patreon at patreon.com/mastershake08. By becoming a patron, not only are you supporting the brand, but you're also funding the Code Life Initiative, which is a program where my company, Jake Peter Solutions, teaches kids for free how to code in inner cities. We're trying to expand this program across the 50 states, and we are trying to do this self-funded, so we can do it in the direction that we best see fit. So please consider becoming a patron. The levels start at $1. Patreon.com/MasterShake08. Tired of doing technical interviews and rounds of them? TripleByte is a platform that allows you to take one technical interview and have companies such as Apple, Microsoft, and Facebook bid on you for a job. Click on the link in the show notes to get started for free. It is always free, and offers will come to you in your mailbox. Click to get started. Okay, we're back, everyone. And so, yeah, let's talk about this and why this is indirectly being fueled by the tech economy. Now, I know that we are still in a pandemic, and I know that a lot of people are going to say that the pandemic is the driving force. And while the pandemic is definitely a major force, let's talk about the reason why these people are even facing eviction in the first place. Now, you have a lot of asshats on the internet who are like, oh, these people were lazy and they had plenty of time to get unemployment checks and, you know, stack their money, blah, blah, blah. Well, I mean, come on, what's these stimmies? Like, most people are living in an area where the rent is over $1,000. Like, you know, I'm lucky. I live in Louisville. My rent is $575. But, you know, when I lived in Hayward, my rent was damn near $2,000 a month. So, you know, those stimmies would have only covered a month and a half of rent. So people really need to get out of their, you know, selfish bubble. But the real reason is that the pandemic has fundamentally reshaped the work environment. Automation, the pandemic is the single biggest factor of pushing automation that this country has ever, that the world has ever seen. What I mean by that is, all these companies were shut down, okay? But demand for services did not slow for a lot of sectors. You know, like, people still needed things from, I mean, Amazon was the biggest example of that. I mean, they grew during the pandemic, still growing during the pandemic. People still need things. Warehouses still need to manufacture things. People are still going to want to go out to eat, even if it's just drive-through only, right? So, how are we going to meet these needs when everybody is inside the house? Well, automation, computers. You know, prior to the pandemic, I had my fast food apps, like my Chick-fil-A app and stuff like that, because, you know, I like getting points, and I don't like waiting in line. So I usually will just order on the app and, you know, go have them pull it out to me. And that was one of the things that I noticed was a big uptick, was that people were using apps to order online more. People who normally wouldn't have done it, you know, it's kind of forced into. And even when things like started opening back up, they're still using technology. You're going to McDonald's now and you don't even need the cashiers. You can just type your own order in. Walmart, you know, wants everything to all cashiers basically to be automated. The only people that are going to be there are going to be people to stock the shelves. Now, I'm saying all this to say that the pandemic had basically the non-skilled employee, the value has gone to almost zero. People are talking about fight for 15. You're going to get $15 an hour, but there's not going to be any entry-level jobs because all of computers are doing it all. So if you don't have the skills to be in the tech economy, now I'm not just talking programmers and network analysts, DevOps. Like, we still need people who are going to be able to, like, do hardware maintenance. We're going to need people for customer support. There's a whole bunch of things outside of the creation of the tech, but you still have to be tech literate. Okay? So the reason why these people are facing evictions is because they were out of work and they were replaced. They were not irreplaceable cogs in the economic machine. In order to still have a job, you must provide a value that cannot be automated. Skilled labor is more essential now than ever. Do you all realize that gentrification, okay? Gentrification is a form of genocide. You literally make it too expensive to live. Think about that. It is the most humane form of genocide. Shout out to Jason Black, because I'm taking these talking points from him. The people are about to get evicted. They already have sheriffs in some cities, I think like in LA and stuff. They're just going through, just knocking through people's doors, kicking them out. They don't care about you. If you have this thought that, oh, the government just wouldn't let all these people be homeless, think again. Now, why is this indirectly influenced by tech on another level? Metropolises, major cities, are quickly becoming tech hubs. People are leaving California and they're going to places like Texas. Louisville's up and coming. The Carolinas, Florida, et cetera, et cetera. So all these tech companies, the landscape is changing. It's only going to be affordable to live in the city, like in the center of the city. If you are an engineer, you know, high income learner, earner, and making over $150,000. $100,000 is not even going to cut it anymore. If you're not making at least $150,000, you're not going to be able, I mean, you can pay the bills, but you're not going to be able to like live, right? And this is evident with, you know, you're starting to see places that were historically red turning blue because tech overwhelmingly is progressive and blue. So like all these people are coming in, all these high income earners who are, you know, more progressive leaning. And you're seeing these towns like in Texas and Georgia turning blue. But what's the trade-off with that? So if you have a whole bunch of people coming in, all right, you get a whole bunch of people who are being evicted. And the people who are coming in are tech people. They're making high six figures, mid to high six figures. What does that do to property values? They're going to go up. What does that do to taxes all around? It's going to go up. So the people who were previously living there are going to have to go to the edge of the city. As more people come in to the city, to the downtown areas, it's going to get crowded. So people are going to move out to the suburbs. And these are still the, you know, high income earners. What's going to happen to that? It's basically a concentric ring of gentrification. Start out with the downtown, they go out to the outskirts, and then people who are in the outskirts got to move out to the rural areas. And this is called urbanization, okay? This is how rural areas end up, you know, having people who used to live in the city move there, and they're having to commute, drive 20, 30 minutes to get to their job that only pays them $15 an hour. And if you're not making at least $20 to $25 an hour, you're not really making, you're not really making money. And if you have to travel and you have to commute and all these extra factors to add in, you know, deducting that from your $15 an hour, like it's literally slowly mathematically killing you. When you think about it, you have to spend more and more just to live. And what happens? I mean, what happens when you get older? We're starting to see this now with our parents and grandparents, people who thought that they could retire and they're reached insolvency. This is all indirectly and directly attributed to the growing tech economy. So while there are many angles we need to tackle, you know, legislation, you know, to, you know, help out with, you know, things like this, something that we can do personally is making sure that you are making yourself valuable in this tech economy. And like I said, not everyone's going to be a programmer. We need more programmers. We need more, you know, system engineers, et cetera, et cetera. But the reality is not everybody's going to excel in that. But I do believe that everyone should at least know the fundamental to programming, just like how we learn Microsoft Excel and PowerPoint and Microsoft Word and all that while we're in elementary school. I believe that is going to be essential that everyone learns the basics of programming, which is a good time to talk about my Code Life initiative. Now, I know you all heard the ad that played during the sponsor break, but I have recently started putting on classes in the Louisville area for Black children, and we're teaching them how to code for free. We started off with with web applications. We do these in 6-week intervals. This round of 6 weeks, we're doing mobile applications with the focus on entrepreneurship. I want all these children, ages 8 to 16, not only to learn how to code so that they'll be able to be economically competitive when they become of age, but also want them to think about how they can add more value to the economy by creating jobs, creating self-wealth, creating community wealth. My hope is over these next few years, at least one of these children, you know, create a unicorn and give back to their community. Also, it's also social investing. I'm going to need engineers over the next 5 to 7 years, over the next 10 years. And I would love to be able to hire a child that I taught. I want to change the narrative. I want to change the landscape. And I was interviewed on two separate news stations here in Louisville, WLKY and WHAS. And I'm going to put links in the show notes. The WHAS hasn't aired yet. I think it airs tonight. But I don't expect, and I'm not trying to be the sole face of this. I'm really trying to spark a change. Our children need to learn how to be tech literate. Otherwise, their generation growing up, they're not going to be necessarily doomed to poverty, but it's going to be even harder to climb the socioeconomic ladder. People talk about things like UBI, and I think UBI probably in some form will come into existence, but if you still don't have a way to thrive, you know, to grow your economic ceiling, you're still stuck. And I want everybody to think about that. But that being said, you know, these classes are free for all the children. They're free to the families of the children who receive the class. Because the demographic that I am targeting, you know, if they had the money to send their kids to boot camp, they would send their kids to boot camp. I think it's really messed up when people claim to do things for the community and then charge the community. Now, that being said, it costs money to run these programs. It's me and my engineers. You know, we've all worked at companies like Apple and stuff. I'm teaching these children the best practices. There's no fluff. I'm not doing any baby back bullshit. So I pay my engineers to help me with the lesson plans. We're paying for food. You know, the community partners with, we're paying for Lyft rides. So for the families who don't have transportation, have transportation issues, their children can get a ride there and get a ride home. I need sponsors. And I decided to do the Patreon route because I do not want corporate sponsors to come in, give me money, and then try to dictate how I teach these children. I want this to be community led and community thriving. So I'm asking everyone who is listening right now to become a Code Life patron on Patreon. The level start off at $1. Everyone who is listening, especially if you are a software engineer, and especially if you are a Black software engineer, you can afford to give $1 to help other Black children become what you are right now. Okay? I'm asking the people who I know have it. Everyone talks about giving back. Everyone talks about, you know, they wish they had things like this in the beginning when they were starting out. Well, now is your chance to give back to an 8-year-old, to a 10-year-old, to a 16-year-old who never even knew what a computer science was until their mother made them go to this class. But now they walked out with an app on the App Store. Starts at $1, guys. Patreon.com/MasterShake08. The higher levels that you patron, the more perks you get. Top level, I even give you monthly one-on-ones directly with me. We can talk about your businesses, your apps. If you're learning how to code, I can give you monthly tutoring lessons. I'll let you choose. But I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for the community, for the Black community, for the community at large. So, if you don't want to see this happen to the next generation, if you don't want your children to ever be in a position, or children around you to ever be in a position where they got to worry if they can pay rent because they can't find a job, then I'm asking you to put your money where your mouth is. Let's change the narrative. Let's ensure a solid foundation and future for our children. This has been Master Shake, Jerome Parker. I'll talk to you all later. Peace. Code Life.